All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm joined with Rob Cunningham once again, one of my favorites. You're like in the top three, top four, maybe top
Damn,
five. I'm not sure.
man, I am
But
honored. That's one hell of a compliment, brother. Thank you.
it is. You bring a lot. You bring a positive message that my audience really needs to hear. And there's so much negativity happening right now. There's so much stuff. The attempted assassination on Trump. The Paris Olympics that I don't know what the hell I was watching, but we know it was ritualistic. And we know that they have to tell us before they do it. Then you had the big power outage with Paris, and you know they're going to go their direction. They're going to definitely try to take the world in that direction. But people really need to understand there is an opposing force, and we win. We got this. And I know I scare a lot of my audience. I say, look, they're going to do it. I'm trying to get people to prepare and get ready to understand what's coming, because these people are not messing around. But that doesn't mean we don't get through it. We're gonna get through this. And I think the way you elaborate on this subject and talk about this subject helps people get grounded in their faith and believe that we're gonna get through this. So, Rob, thank you for joining me.
Brother, thank you so much for having me, man. And I just, you know, it is. It's all about mindset. It's all about faith. I mean, and how big is one's faith? Not this fantasy, you know, somewhere off in the distant, you know, cartoon version of feel good, emotional based, you know, religiosity. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a kind of faith that moves mountains, a kind of, you know, Rocky Balboa faith, you know, that if he puts his mind to something and works hard and does the effort and does the discipline and sweats and sacrifices, he can get to a goal.
Blind faith.
It's informed faith. It's knowledgeable faith. It's based on knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. The book says, if my people will first humble themselves and then seek with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, that's not blind faith. That means you got to work your ass off to figure it
out.
Well,
I've always gone by, take the leap of faith and the net will appear. Like sometimes, you know, which blinded faith means to me, I'm going for it. Like I believe so much that I'm just going for it. That's what I mean by that.
Faith kicks that door open and keeps it open. You have to have faith. Faith is a law. You have to have faith there's a God in this world, and there's a power, there's an intelligence, there's a creator. You and I aren't just some random explosion of dust. You know, we're not a monkey fart, okay? We were put here by an intelligent designer. Once you have that faith, you have to maintain that faith, because this world will try to mock you and call you names and call you stupid. And don't you know there's 2,943 versions of Bibles out there? You don't believe all that stuff. And the religion industry has done enough to shoot both its feet off to give them ammunition. But just because religiosity and corporate religion has failed us, doesn't mean there's not a God.
I agree 100%.
It just means your business model sucks. That's, you know, that's all that means. You know?
I agree with you 1,000%. And there's so much happening right now. Let's get started with this. You know, I'm going to show a little clip of the Paris outage. And I talked about it the other night. I said, it's coming. I mean, they had the whole ceremony, had the pale horse. I mean, they were showing all the symbology, man, all of it. And they got to tell you before they do it, you know, so they still have their plans. But look at this. All of Paris blacked out. And I don't know how long this lasts.
Whoa, David, except for what's that little white illuminated thing in the very back corner back there?
I don't know.
A church.
Interesting.
A temple. I mean, a Christian, I mean, as big of a Christian entity as you can hope. You're talking about reverse karma? They black out. They do this mockery.
You're telling me the only thing that was lit up was the church?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, people were yelling. And how long did the blackout last? I mean,
I don't know, brother, but I know it was pretty massive. And it was just like,
the church in the background, huh?
That's the church. Yeah, the only thing.
So this right here.
Yep, that's it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? So, and then today I saw This girl won a medal. I don't know if it's a gold medal or whatever, but this skateboarder who was, I think, from Latin America, and they told her in advance, you cannot speak anything about Christ, anything about Christianity,
What?
nothing. They shut her down. So she figured out how to do sign language, and she said that, the Lord Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life for all eternity. And she did it with sign language.
No way. Wow,
That is trending
brilliant.
big time. It was like, I mean, the night before they mocked all of Christianity with this perverted freak show, they're censoring the medalist to not even mention Christ if they're believers. And
Unreal.
she did it anyway.
Wow, that's smart, very intelligent girl right there. I would have maybe I would have just made the sign of the cross, but that's pretty epic.
She signed out the whole thing. It was amazing.
So I've always said they show us before they do it. So to me, the ritual, the ceremony, the whole thing, and then going into the outage, to me, I talked to Juanito about this. Oh, definitely. The fail horse, their plans for humanity, which will fail. That's what all this was about. Just like every halftime show in the Super Bowl, just like the last Olympics, the Olympics before that, they show you before they do it. And this one, I believe, and I'm pretty sure about this, that outage was, look what we got in store for you. And it's a karma loophole that they go by. And I'm going to talk more about it with Juan today on ninoscorner.tv, right after you, or no, in an hour from now. So then this is going to be, I'm going to cover this extensively because this is serious to me. But you bring the good news and you say it's not going to be like that. It's going to be, we're going to intercept it and turn it into what we want, correct?
Well, yeah, and think about this. What force makes the demonic entities, the evil, the ones that what forces or compels them to have to at least communicate, even if it's a perverted lie? If they've got to mock us and ridicule us and tell us what they're going to do before they do it, they got to. I just saw a video earlier today on X about the Barcelona Games, the Barcelona Olympics in the 90s, were a precursor to close shutting down the world. All of these flaps closed down. They brought in this big C-19 looking spiky ball thing in the middle.
Really?
They
This
had them
was in the
all around. They
90s?
were in the 90s. They were foretelling what was coming our way in the
Wow.
ceremonial, ritualistic. We know what happened in London, right? Like in 2010 or 2012
Yeah.
or whatever games those were. Well, they did this in the 90s in Barcelona, even. So, but I ask, we have to ask ourselves, if there's no God, if there's no creator, then who imposes the law on even these demonic evil
Yeah,
freaks?
why did they
If
have
it
to
says they
follow?
have to, why do they have to foretell? Why do they see these are laws and orders? We have a creator, David, of laws and order.
Checks and
They
balances, correct?
must be obeyed. And so what does this liar, this demonic force try to do? It can only do what it does if two things happen. If they gain our consent or we contract with them. That means if we have the knowledge of the laws of what our power is, what our standing, what our authority is, and we don't consent and we don't contract with these people, then what they're doing is illegal. It is against the law.
But the
Counsel
contract
is.
is if they show us and we do nothing about it, that's the karma loophole for them. That's what they think.
That's what they think. They think that if for some reason they give some hidden, perverted, depressed, or terrorized through coercion and make us do something through threats and intimidation and not of our own free will, like what happened in the last 4 years, is that truly consent of the informed or consent or contracted with two willing parties? Or is that a perversion of
Right.
extracting consent? So, but the question still resides. What's the forcing mechanism that makes even evil believe they have to tell us what they're going to do? Is there order? Is there some kind of order that they're trying to pervert for their own, but they can't deny? I don't
It's
know.
a checks and balances system, and I think they try to control that. They probably They believe the power of God, but they look at it as karma. You know, that's what they believe. It's a karma, but really, it's checks and balances to me. And it's God's will. It's God's will be done. And if you go against it, you can't trick people, man. That's to me, it's you can't
Well,
coerce people or trick or peer pressure people into something.
but then
Automatically, that nullifies a contract, in my opinion.
it does, but at the same time, we know that there's evil that exists, and we know that there's good. We know there's a father of lies, and we know there's a, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent creator, right? And so the law book says my people are destroyed by their lack of knowledge. What kind of knowledge? I mean, you do have to know your enemy. We have to know what they're capable of. We have to know what the enemy's best practices are, how they lie, cheat, steal, deceive, devour, destroy. We need to know our adversary, right? Just like a football game or a boxer. You got to know your adversary. You can't just walk in there and go, I don't care,
Oh,
man.
exactly.
You got to study your enemy. And you
You
have
got
to
to
know.
train your ass off.
You do. You got to work hard. You got to train your ass off. You got to know your
The
enemy.
luck so the harder you train, the luckier you get.
You can.
I mean,
That's a
everyone, oh,
quote.
that was a one punch knockout in the first round. I'm like, do you know how hard I trained for
Yeah.
4 months for this guy? And I got him, but if I mean, that's because I trained my balls off, man.
Luck is when preparation meets
There
opportunity,
you go. That's
right?
it. You're right. So I'm going to show something here real quick that you shared. I believe this is. Do you want me to share the Wall
Yeah.
Street Apes Kamala campaign?
Sure,
It looks
that's
like
great.
CNN is turning on Kamala. CNN just fact-checked the Kamala Harris campaign. Like, that's just unbelievable. The Project 2025 is a Democrat lie, and I've done a video on this talking about what Project 2025 is. The facts versus myths, people, if you want to watch it, it's excellent. They
Well,
even
remember too, remember, Nino, even we have video tape out there of Nancy Pelosi talking about the wrap-up smear, how you do this, you soften them up and you hit them in the belly and you get them this way, went down their heels, then you close the deal with the wrap-up smear. You just tie it all together and throw it at your opponent. She's so smirky and proud of the wrap-up smear. Well, it just backfired on the Democrats and on Kamala herself. I mean, she's being interviewed and is forced to admit that this entire Project 2025 thing is an ab Trump has Agenda 47. This Project 2025 thing is a complete lie. And
Yeah.
they're trying to hang this around his neck. And Kamala had to admit that yesterday on CNN.
So they're trying, what they're trying to do is they know that there's Agenda 2030 and all that. What they're trying to do is match us and make us look just as evil and spin that. So holy smokes, did CNN just stumble into one of the most epic fact checks against Kamala Harris' campaign? You got to see this. This is epic for several weeks now. I've been telling you about, and this is from Wall Street Apes. I've been telling you about the propaganda campaign around Project 2025, going all the way back to the Democracy Forward, the People's Guide to Project 2025, Mark Elias, Ron Klain, all of the usual actors that develop propaganda to drive the campaign for the radical left in the Democratic Party, and CNN just exposed it. Which was it an accident?
Look, he goes down there and goes, look, I don't know if they did it on purpose, on accident, or they're so stupid they don't even know what they did. It's only 2 minutes. I'd play it. Let's hear
This
it.
is
It's
epic.
really good.
Holy smokes, did CNN just stumble into one of the most epic fact checks against the Kamala Harris campaign? You gotta see this. This is epic. For several weeks now, I've been telling you about the propaganda campaign around Project 2025, going all the way back to Democracy Forward, the People's Guide to Project 2025, Mark Elias, Ron Klain, all of the usual actors that develop propaganda and drive the campaigns for the radical left in the Democrat Party. And CNN just exposed it. For the life of me, I can't figure out why they did this. CNN.
So CNN really could be. I'm not gonna.
Remember
I
they
don't think
talked
they.
about they've got, remember they got a new executive at the helm that apparently was not like a Trump-hating radical.
Wow.
In the
So you
last
think
year,
maybe
but
they're
like,
catching on at CNN?
well, look, David, I think last time we were on your show, we talked about how the Monday after July 13th, when President Trump was shot, that they had to take Morning Joe off the air because they were afraid
Yes.
to say something stupid. These people know if money is their God and power is their God, and they are at the precipice of losing their franchise, then they're going to worship their God. That they have to change course and maybe start telling a little bit of truth instead of going absolutely, totally bat crap crazy, then they're going to worship the God of money and power. They're going to try to stay alive. And if that means a little bit of truth leaks out, they'll do that if that's what it takes for them to maintain their power and money. So I think they're really at a point, their back's against the wall. They keep doing what they're doing, they're going to drive themselves in a ditch.
And fact-checking the Kamala Harris campaign? Holy smokes. It's possible that they don't even know what they just did, because if you notice the headline, what they're fact-checking is one claim that Kamala Harris made about Project 2025 as she tried to inaccurately, well, really, just she lied about Project 2025 and Social Security cuts. And it's quite possible that Daniel Dale just doesn't know what he did. So read the highlighted part. It says the Harris campaign official said the campaign has, quote, made a deliberate decision to brand all of Trump's policies as Project 2025. And the reason? Because they believe it has stuck with voters.
So they're going to try to pass anything they can onto Trump. This is a desperate move. Remember, they failed three things with him. They failed censoring him. They failed the arrest. Now they failed the, you know what, that just happened on in Pennsylvania, which was unbelievable to watch. And now their last great hope, their final hope, is Kamala, and it looks like it's failing.
It does. It absolutely does. Can you go to my timeline? Can you
Yeah,
pull up my
absolutely.
account? I want to show you the most recent tweet that I put out there this morning because I want to put a bow on what's happening here. So, people can, let's see, go to the, let's see, just click on my name on the top there. And that ought to then scroll down to the second tweet. Keep on, keep, let's see, right there. Now go back up and click right there.
Right
Not
here.
right there. Yeah. So, no, I'm sorry. That's it. That's it. That's it. So I'm getting, Nino, a little bit more brazen about calling out people that are selling fear porn. And I don't care how long they've been doing it, or if they've been in this fight for 40 years or 3 decades, or how many books they've sold. If they're all their intelligence in the world drives them down the wrong road and they start going down a one-way street, the wrong direction, I don't care how popular they are. If they're selling fear porn or drawing the long, wrong conclusions, and two of the biggest names out on social media and influencers are David Icke. And I have mad respect for the man because I know he's brave and he's been through a lot and he's very smart. But
Would you say?
Whitney Webb and David Icke are so filled with darkness, doom, and depression, they can't
So
see.
let me ask you this. Do you think that, I think there's people that are optimists, there's pessimists, right? But some people are fatalists. I like to talk to people that are realists. I put you more as a realist optimist. But David Icke to me would be more of a realist fatalist. He'd be. In that he'd be teetering more into the fatalist. Then you got people like Juanito, who's more a realist. I'd say he's just sticks right into the realist. He sticks right there, maybe a little bit of optimist because he always preaches the Bible, goes into that direction. But yeah, there's definitely black-pilled people, correct?
Well, when you get down this lane of Kamala equals Trump, they're all playing for the same team. It's all just one big rich man's
One big
trick.
conspiracy.
It's one big conspiracy. There's no hope. We're all doomed. Just we might as well pack it in because you know what? It's all around. I don't believe that for a
So
second.
then why'd they try to take Trump out then? I mean, it makes no sense to me.
Look,
If they're all on the
I've.
same team, then what are they doing trying to take him out for,
The purpose of this post of mine, David, is I do think that what we have, if there's a virus in America, it's one, it's a deficit of critical thinking. How do we get people to individually begin to critical think and not just listen to what influencers or authors or researchers or idols that we've known for 40 years. What they say, well, who am I to challenge them? Well, everybody's equal. We all put our pants legs on one leg at a time. And all the titles in the world doesn't give somebody a corner on the truth market. And every person that's listening to this needs to understand their opinion matters, and they have to seek truth and live with operational faith on a one-on-one basis. Nobody else should do your thinking for you or my thinking for me.
Agreed.
We have
Agreed.
to own it, okay? And these two people own absolute negativity, and that I'm just like saying, guys, we got to stop this. This is crap. Stop listening to these people. If this is the conclusion they're drawing, I don't care what they know or how many books they've written. They're drawing the wrong conclusion.
Correct. And I will agree with you on that. Although I sometimes put stuff out like these two cartel drug dealers are ours that got arrested. To me, the timing of this coming into election is, I'm telling you, when you do something that like that, it erupts violence and it erupts chaos, it erupts imbalance, territory warms, it wars, it creates a vacuum for other, drug czars and people to try to take their place. And I think this is stirring up. So it's going to be used to stir up something. You don't just all of a sudden take down two of the biggest czars. And by the way, where they got taken down is just down the street from me. I go ride my dune buggy right there all the time. It's a private airport. I've been in the planes there. I know where it's at. I've flown in the plane, private planes there. It's all, it's the Santa Teresa area. That's where they got popped. And I was amazed that two of the biggest czars in the world just got popped in Santa Teresa, right up the street. But I'm gonna tell you, this is going to cause major instability and imbalance. And when you're outfitting them with military grade weaponry and they're already over here, what do you think that means? That I believe they're hitting the hornet's nest. They're causing this kind of chaotic stir to happen. That's just my opinion. I've lived here my whole life. I remember the last time this happened, Ciudad Juarez became the worst city in the on the planet, of the world. I mean, you could hear bullets flying over there. It was insane. It became a ghost town. I think we're embarking on that again by this happening. And what better timing? So when I try to be real, I try to be optimist, realist. Sometimes I probably can fall into like the fatalist, but I go back and forth. I go on this sliding scale, but I would say I'm more realist to optimist, hopefully. But you got to also report on the things that are that are a serious threat, I believe.
Yeah, David, and I hear what you're saying. You have to know your enemy. You have to know what they're capable of doing. But at the same time, let me just paint the other side of that picture. Oftentimes in battle of military strategy, you go and take out the king or the queen, you take out the leader, and all the troops scatter. They don't know what to do. Some may try to fight in a normal condition. When I say normal condition, they might try to fight for who's going to be the next king and the next king of the hill, and fight with one another. However, if it's unexpected, there's old in the military, we had a strategy called shock and awe. And you would just hit them in everything you had. You made them blind. You hit their airports. You hit their communication center. You hit their fuel tanks. They couldn't take off. They couldn't talk. They couldn't see. They couldn't communicate, and they went into panic mode. So if you're taking out the boss man and you take out the leader of a company or whatever, then all of a sudden, a lot of people run around. They don't know what the hell to do, and they're in a dazed and confused state. If it was done with intentionality and steps two, three, four, five, and six already planned after they took them out, so maybe, I mean, yeah, there's danger in every war,
Yeah.
but let's assume that there's more than one step that we're just gonna go grab one guy and then, cross our fingers and hope nothing bad happens.
Yeah.
I doubt that that's what's happening. I
We'll
bet you if
see. I
you're
mean, there's a lot of gray there, and I've talked to a few people about this that said, like, listen, there's good guys and bad guys trapped in the same system, and they're all trying to work together. Let's see what happens. I'm kind of pressed for time here, so let's move to the next thing here.
Sure.
I want to talk about, you sent me some stuff on XRP,
Yeah.
and I wanted to just share this with people because I'm really starting to buy into what you're selling here, Rob. I got gold and silver, but XRP to me seems like it makes logical sense So I'm going to go ahead and start this video from the beginning.
Well, before you show that, back it up for just a little bit. I want to set this up for just a second, Dave, because I want people to understand when we were first warned about the military-industrial complex, it was by Dwight Eisenhower in 1961, okay? 3 days before Kennedy took office. He warned us of the military-industrial complex. And what he said was, in essence, we face a hostile ideology, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method. The Rothschilds are global in nature. They're atheist from the beginning, okay? They're atheist in character. They're ruthless in purpose. They want all power. They just created this whole tax debt, fake money, enslavement system. They don't care about our lives. They just want power, money, and control. And they're insidious in method, which means they're liars.
Right.
Right? So the warning of the military industrial complex was the warning of central banking. It's atheist in character, it's ruthless in power, it's godless, it's global in nature. And the distributed ledger technology, David, is all about taking out central banking. It's about getting this concentrated power of these atheist, globalist, Marxist, lying, blood-sucking enslavers and breaking that model apart, taking it from top down to bottom up. That's what distributed ledger technology is all about. The name cryptocurrency is a bad name. The
Right.
gentleman by the name of Brian Brooks used to be the comptroller of the currency under President Xi's administration. And I'm quoting him, cryptocurrency is a bad name because cryptocurrency or distributed ledger technology is not about currency. It's about changing the entire way banking operates. That's what DLT is all about. So now go ahead. I wanted to set that up.
All right, and yeah, well, Eisenhower warned right here: U.S. Army Five-Star General, Supreme Commander in Allied Forces in Europe, World War II, and 34th President of the United States clearly spoke on the undeniable nature, scope, scale, and duration of the global evil we, the people, are wrestling across our world today. I mean, that was then. That was then. Warning then. So let's go to. I guess I'm going to go to that video of,
Sure.
and then we'll
This
close
guy's
out.
close. Yeah, close it out here. This guy's a brilliant, he's a friend of mine. He's really smart. Like I can vouch for his intelligence and his character.
Okay.
So this is how 1000 XRP could make you a lot of money in future, which right now is extremely accessible. So at current rates, you can actually buy 1000 XRP with just $600. You just take $600, XRP is trading at 60 cents, and that's gonna give you 1000 XRP. Now, why I believe this can be life-changing money? If XRP just breaks its all-time high, $3.84, that $600 are actually gonna turn in $3,840. So that's already a 6x, but we're not looking for a 6x. This is crypto.
Do you expect this to jump higher than Bitcoin?
That's to be determined, but I'm not going to say no. Look, we had Bitcoin at a dollar and it went to 74,000. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't have the utility. It can't use a smart contract. It doesn't have the speed. It doesn't have the scalability. It doesn't have the adoption and the partnerships around the world like this technology called Ripple and RippleNet and XRP. It's got scarcity and it's a store of value. It doesn't have utility and value and speed. So,
Okay.
stop for just a second. What he said was the all-time high for Ripple, it used to be the second largest project just underneath Bitcoin, half the size of Bitcoin, until the SEC and the government and the whole cartel of bankers came after and began to attack it. It was the number two coin, and it went to as high as $3.64 a share. Okay, it's 60 cents right now. That's why he's saying if it only goes back to its all-time high of where it was before the government goons and bankers came after it, that's a 6x return from now. Okay, if in fact it's globally adopted and it's going throughout, it's going to run this system,
Peace.
it could be a beast.
Yeah.
You need to buy and hold XRP because you understand that Just yesterday, Russia brought a new announcement, and Russia actually said that a financial system similar to SWIFT would bring a new economical reality for the BRICS nations. SWIFT has been instrumentalized by Western countries, especially by the USA, and so it has been the US currency. So Russia is really seeking for an alternative system to SWIFT. Now, why this all ties back to XRP? So according to Russian government, Ripple blockchain has been chosen and preferred over other blockchains. And
wow, so they chose Ripple.
Brazil has chosen Ripple. India has chosen Ripple. South America has chosen Ripple. Now Russia is choosing Ripple. Who do you think China is going to choose?
Ripple. Jeez.
Of course, they are talking about the XRP Ledger. This comes from a 2020 paper, which was really addressing cross-border payments and KYC data. So with Russia successfully testing on the XRP Ledger, we have a green light for XRP to take over the new global financial system. Every major BRICS nations is actually working closely with Ripple. So they have ODL corridors, virtually every single one of BRICS nations. You have to understand that Ripple and the XRP Ledger are two different entities. Before someone comes in the comments and say they will not use XRP because Ripple is an American company, you have to understand that the XRP Ledger is a fully decentralized ecosystem run by validators, which Ripple bears no control. Ownership of tokens is a very different.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. Ownership of tokens in the Railing system is one thing. The validators that validate the contract that say, yeah, both parties are who they say they are and record it properly and register on the ledger all of the credits and debits, whatever trade takes place, whatever kind of real world asset, currency trade, you know, oil sale, whatever takes place is recorded on the ledger by an independent, decentralized network of nodes around the world that Ripple does not own. Ripple doesn't control it. Ripple has about, I think they have maybe 3% of all the nodes that are basically satellite and university-based and corporate-based around the world that are cross-checking one another to validate in atomic settlement whether a transaction is valid or not. Ripple doesn't own that validation network. That's called a distributed consensus network. Ripple has Railings, and they have the network, and they have the partnerships, and they have, you know, the XRP token is a patented token that is the ownership of the XRP token is a Ripple asset, but the validation ecosystem is not in bed with Russia, America, Canada, China, the EU, anybody. It's a globally decentralized, stateless network. It's a truth-telling network that no one controls.
Got you. Okay. Should I finish the video or are we
sure,
good?
Yeah, please, please.
Other than governance over the networking, so we have a fully decentralized ecosystem that is actually ready to leverage the digital asset XRP and capture global transactions. Why I do believe that 1,000 XRP can be actually life-changing. So if you actually buy and hold 1,000 XRP, and we already did this calculation together, if XRP captures 1% of SWIFT, which is actually moving $1.2 quadrillion in cross-border payments. And let's say that SWIFT over here, either SWIFT is going to disappear completely or it's actually going to integrate the XRP Ledger technology. 1% of SWIFT would actually catapult XRP to way above $100. We already made the calculation. There is 100 billion XRP, 1.2 quadrillion. If you do the calculation, the result really comes down to $100. So if you have 1,000 XRP and XRP actually goes to 100 bucks, you have your answer right here. $600 will actually turn into 100,000 bucks. I can confirm.
Damn. Wow.
That for many people, that is absolutely life-changing gains. Bitcoin is just a merely speculative token. Ethereum has an infinite supply. I say this many times. And we're talking about XRP that has extremely deflationary supply. Most of the supply is already locked in escrow. Another portion of the supply is likely to belong to central banks, Bank of International Settlements, International Monetary Fund. So the new financial system really needs liquidity. The new financial system really needs a gold-like asset that's capable to tokenize and also teleport, virtually teleport money from one side of the planet to the other side of the planet. And that's exactly what XRP already has accomplished. And so 100% of BRICS nations are highly connected to Ripple, already utilizing the XRP Ledger for global payments. Now, the question really comes is when there's gonna be this massive liquidity. So by doing these calculations here, the conclusion is that yes, 1,000 XRP can really be life-changing, and we're just doing a conservative prediction.
I think he's just saying the same stuff, right?
But if you don't scroll down a little bit so everybody can see his name, if they want to go and look at the entire video and look at his channel, Ido Farino, follow this gentleman if you want to learn and have an open mind and not just fall pressured by the, Bitcoin maxis that want to call you every name in the book. If you look at anything other than Bitcoin, 98% of these people will call it a shit coin because they only want you to
Yeah.
think Bitcoin is
Well, then
their religion.
why does Trump say he's going to buy $1 million worth of Bitcoin?
I don't know that he said that, but secondly, he
That's
said,
what's being recirculated.
I know that there's a lot of stuff recirculated, David, but I'm telling you right now, he said when at Nashville, and I did a post on this on my timeline, he said, first, cryptocurrency, and then secondly, Bitcoin technologies. Okay.
Okay.
At the Nashville conference, crypto for 15 years, David, the mainstream media, the bankers, the Vanguards and BlackRocks that own the network, the mainstream media network, have for 15 years let the advocates of Bitcoin have free rein to come in and
Yeah, you're right. You're
everything
absolutely
Bitcoin.
right.
And
It doesn't add up.
what they've done is a psyop that they want the retail public to think when synonymous Bitcoin equals cryptocurrency industry. That's bullshit. It doesn't. They want us to conflate the two. And then if you talk about anything other than Bitcoin,
Yeah,
stop.
yeah.
But there's 20,000 projects. There's all kinds of, this is going to be a blockchain of blockchains world. And the sad fact of the matter is the Bitcoin network, think of it as AOL. What if we all stopped at AOL and never went to the Chrome browser?
Correct.
What if
That
we
makes a lot
never
of
did any
sense.
other event? So the advancement of XRP, Ripple.com, the payment network protocol, was creating videos in the 90s before the
Damn.
white paper for Bitcoin ever came out. Okay, so Bitcoin doesn't have, why if the bankers that own the networks, that own the banks and own the media channels give a project 15 years of unfettered fettered access to propagandize to the world if the bankers felt Bitcoin was going to destroy their monopoly?
Yeah, makes sense.
They wouldn't.
No, Rob, I got to cut it here. I appreciate you coming on. I got to get moving.
Yes,
This has
sir.
been very eye-opening, very eye-opening. And you always bring the heat, man. So, Rob Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the Cool Show, KUWL, on
On X
X X
or cool dot show, and that'll lead you to everything else I have.
or Cool Dot Show, and that'll lead you to everything else. All right. Rob, thank you so much, man. Sorry I had to cut you off early, but I gotta go.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, say hi to your mom and dad.
I will absolutely.
All
Thank
right,
you.
man.